when we collect ourselves, when we're at one with ourselves, when we're there for ourselves, when we prioritize ourselves, when we take time and space for ourselves, it's from this place there's space for the new. The new abundance, the new opportunity, the new wins. Not from being exhausted, not from being bitter, not from being worn out, not from taking ourselves out of the game. So let yourself get rejuvenated today. Let yourself become refreshed today.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
All right, my sweetness, I am so delighted to do today's podcast with you because, you know, we usually focus on things positive and blissed out and awesomeness, and I have been getting a lot of messages from smart, successful, chic women in our community feeling discouraged, feeling like not at the top of their game, feeling like they were excited that the world was starting to open up, but things just aren't moving, growing, soaring the way they dreamed of and would like. So I thought it was time to do a podcast on dismantling discouragement. If you are feeling discouraged today, give me about, I don't know, these are usually about 11 to 20 minutes somewhere in there, and let's see if we can't reverse that together, shall we? Because we know that doubt and feeling defeated or deflated and, you know, all these D words, they just need to go bye-bye because it's not the truth. It's not the truth of who we are. It's not the truth of what we're capable of. It's not the truth in what the universe has in store for us. And it's definitely not the truth because we are not giving up or even slowing down. And we are definitely not giving unnecessary time, love, attention, energy, or focus on what we don't want more of. So let's start with a prayer and then we will transform together forward. Dear God, we take this moment to begin again, to be renewed by your spirit. There are so many women from battling with deep, deep hurts, feelings of frustration, inadequacy, fears, not good enoughness, to just feeling really deflated and discouraged and, you know, confused as to why life doesn't seem to have more flow in it. So because we use prayer not as a last resort, but as a first resort here in Divine Living, we're coming to you. We seek solutions. We seek restoration. We seek rejuvenation. We open ourselves up to just being filled by your spirit, by your glory, by your love, by your truth, by your power. Reminding us in this moment that truly all things are possible. All of our dreams, all of our desires, all of what we're meant for. We dedicate our lives to having them be of use at the highest level. And we pray all this believing. Amen. All right, my love. So, discouragement, it can be a heavy one. It can leave a really bad emotional hangover. It can have us looking in all the wrong places for all the wrong things. Getting caught up in comparisonitis typically is what happens for me when I'm feeling discouraged because I'm just assuming everyone else is currently living their best life when I'm in that place, except for moi. And, you know, it's always just so much easier to see other people. And I think it was after about, I got a text message, a DM, and I'm trying to remember who the third person was. And I was like, all right, time for a podcast because I see these women who are like moping around right now as shining, brilliant, capable, talented, creative, spiritual superstars. And in this moment, they're just not seeing themselves that way. And so I wanted to take a moment for us all to just be. Just breathe. Just be enough. Just not need to do. I just want you to like collect your energy here. Maybe it'll even be a bit of a prayer or meditation together. Because when we let ourselves get discouraged or feel defeated, it's just energy leak after energy leak. It's draining. It's boring. It's not who you are. And it's also not focusing on what's actually available to you, to us, to all of us. We all get in these places. So I just want you to take some time and close your eyes. And just let yourself rest in your body for a moment. Feel yourself be there for you. I want you to just start to collect some of your beautiful, sweet, soft, sparkling energy. I want you to collect your focus. That's right, million miles a minute. I see you. Bzz, 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 here, there, everywhere. Like, what about this, that? I could do this, but that's not enough. Let it silence. Collect the essence of you and bring it into this present moment. Draw your energy in to your body, your belly, your heart space, even your brain. And feel yourself unified within you. From root chakra to crown chakra or base energy center to the top of your head, whatever you want to call it. I just want you to collect your essence. I want you to experience the wholeness of you, the richness of you. That unbeknownst to you, everyone gets to experience all the time around you. You're exuding your wisdom, your love, your uniqueness, your amazingness. Giving, 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 giving. And I know oftentimes we look to the outside to give to us, but it's really the opportunity for us to give to us. Let's let us experience in this moment what everyone else gets to experience from us all the time. Here you come, Queen. Feel her. Feel that warmth, that love, that generosity, that capability, that divine creature that you are. No better, no worse than all the other divine creatures in this world. The human experience would have us believe that there is a hierarchy, that some people are more talented, more special, better, more capable, luckier, whatever it is. we know that God is no respecter of persons. And we know that each of us has a divine right to have our own exquisite relationship with the universe. A loving universe, an abundant universe, a playful and passionate universe that is filled with infinite wisdom and infinite opportunity and infinite possibility. That's right, Queen. I know you've probably busted a few fuses inside that brilliant brain of yours, trying to figure it all out and where it's going to come from and how it's going to work and when the breakthrough is going to show up and appear. What if it was right now? What if the breakthrough, the breakthrough, is that you are more than enough? That you've already won because you're already you. What if in this moment you were able to be conscious to all of your blessings, all of the abundance, all of the lives you've changed, all of the people you have positively impacted, all that you do have. What if in this moment you let yourself experience the wholeness of you at one with Source? The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the from dust to dust. There's a lot of beautiful experiences on this planet. You've had them and you'll have more. And the gift of presence, wholeness, peacefulness, confidence, oneness, beingness. Somehow in this space, it's all aligned. It's all perfect. What I know for sure is that when we collect ourselves, when we're at one with ourselves, when we're there for ourselves, when we prioritize ourselves, when we take time and space for ourselves, it's from this place there's space for the new abundance, the new opportunity, the new wins. Not from being exhausted, not from being bitter, not from being worn out, not from taking ourselves out of the game. So let yourself get rejuvenated today. Let yourself become refreshed today. And maybe that means shut your computer down a little early. Maybe that means you take a longer than normal bubble bath. Maybe that means you turn the phone off, like not even just on silence, like straight up off. Maybe you go for a walk without any device on you. Maybe you just sit outside and feel the sun on your face. You know, we're not going to get great in whatever ways our careers are meant to bring forth greatness if we don't know how to be great being ourselves, being aligned with God, being in our brilliance, being in the knowing of who we are, and being more than enough because we have declared we are. Not for any reason, not for any piece of paper, not for any accolade, not for any amount of money in the bank. I just know that when I create or generate from this space, it's all so much more fun, so much more pleasurable, so much more abundant. When I'm less attached and unhooked, then it just doesn't matter. Because I know that my dreams will become manifest. When I say it doesn't matter who says no and who shows up and who behaves the way I want them to and who says the things I want, it doesn't matter. What matters is I am all powerful to create and design the life of my dreams. And I'm pretty sure you're pretty similar to me. We kind of already have. I mean, granted, we have other dreams and additional dreams that we're going for, and that's just called growth. But let's just take a moment to check in on all the dreams we have manifested that we don't think about when we're feeling defeated. You know, maybe you've hit a weight loss goal. Maybe you've hit a financial goal. Maybe you moved to that dream location. Maybe you left that toxic relationship. Maybe you started that business and got it to a certain level that it once was just the dream, but now you're looking at the next mountaintop and the next mountaintop. And that's cool if you're going for growth. Just don't make it frenetic. Don't make it where nothing is ever enough. Don't make it where you're missing the moment. In the in-between times too. Because today counts and today is special and not everyone gets today. Some people are no longer on this planet. And some people are on this planet, but they missed it because they were just unconscious and busy and frantic or scared or fear-based or whatever the thing was. And we've been that person too, so I'm not pointing a finger. I'm just saying that if you're here and if you're still listening, you can feel yourself there for you. And if you're there for you, my mom has always told me, you and God are a majority. So I want you to show up for you today. And that might mean making different choices for yourself. That might mean unfollowing a few certain people. That might mean being a little less available for certain calls. I don't know, you, but you do. You know the stuff that drains you. You know the stuff that takes you out of the game. And I'm going to tell you, who you surround yourself with is everything. Because you can't get that defeated when you're in an environment, in a community that's not just about high fives. It's really, really high vibe. Where, sure, not everything they touch turns to gold, but they're not letting it affect their self-esteem. They're moving on. They're going forward. They're creating their success, and it's inspiring, and it's fun, and they have a sense of humor about it along the way. These are the types of people who are there to see you and love you and be there for you because they can. Only people that can be there for themselves can be there for you. So don't get your feelings hurt when someone's not prioritizing you or talking nicely enough to you, or maybe they're ghosting you, whatever the thing is. If they're doing that to you, it's because they can't be there for themselves. It's not personal. It doesn't mean it feels good. And I want you to be around people where it feels really good. I know that one of the things that just delights me that I have going on in my life right now is this new emerging community of beauty brand ambassadors, women who have self-selected, listened to the podcast, DM'd me, you know, read my Gina's journal that comes out on Thursday and been like, hey, I want to do that with you. And we're a small group right now, but we meet every week and we're sharing our wins and we're getting success and we're having fun and we're making a difference in people's lives and we're creating not just income, but passive residual income. And we're also creating relationships. Like, it's just a joy. Every day right now, I wake up to these amazing texts and DMs, and I look forward to the calls that some we do once a week, and others I'm on Zoom daily with some other people, and it's just fun. It's not a drain. It's just good. It's just solid. It's just a joy. So if you are a high vibe woman and you're looking for a new community, or you just want to get closer to me because you like my message and you too want to be a beauty brand ambassador, then check out the link in the show notes, or you can DM me on Instagram, send me your cell phone number, and I'll send you some information. And I just want you to know you don't have to do this alone. If it's community you're looking for, we got that. Let me tell you, you should see the women who are showing up. If it's new money you're looking for, or passive residual income, because you're tired of just trying to sell the next mastermind, the next coaching project, the next website, the next graphic design, whatever it is, come check it out. Because I got to tell you, every hour that we're together, we're not only just having fun and being in relationship, but we're investing in our future. Like, our future of future passive residual income. Next month, we're not going to be in the same situation as this month. 6 months from now, a year from now, we're not going to be in the same situation. You know, and I'm sharing with them really transparently. You know, I've created great money in my service-based business. I just never created passive residual income. And at this point in my life, that is a gift. In addition to my coaching and Q Club and podcasts and all the things I'm doing, you know, people are like, well, I don't want to get too scattered. Like, there's a lot of hours in a day, girlfriend. And obviously, it's got to be right for you. If you're looking for community, high vibe, having fun, I got the place for you. Check out the link in the show notes, or DM me, say brand ambassador, drop your cell phone, and I'll text you some information. But here's what I know for sure. I don't want you feeling defeated today. There are 7.8 billion people in the world. So whatever your priority is and whatever your dream is, there are clients for you. There is money for you. There's a soulmate available for you. Everything you desire, whatever breakthrough you're looking for, it's looking for you. It's not going to get to you defeated. That's for sure. That blocks the energy. You must be the vibrational match of what you're looking to call in. So I want you to dust yourself off, lift that chin, adjust that crown. That's right, queen. And remember, you're amazing. So go be amazing out in the world. Mwah.
Oh my goodness, how much did you love, love, love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me, and I really love getting what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode. Let me know on Instagram.